Guayumín. Pero qué es lo que es. What's up with you
and what's up with you people? Please don't be on TikTok playing salsa music for Cinco de Mayo. You fucking ignorant fools. Oh, my bad. Damn, I ain't supposed to cuss when we start. My bad. Oh, new color. Who this? I'm just waiting on Susan to send the shashing. Thank you. The shashing. No shashing? I don't know. When is that happening? Is that this week? Okay. Y'all ready? So, we're playing my music for a while. I just want to see what it does. Just want to see some numbers. So, we'll be starting my show with my music. Why not? Might as well get the streams up. What's going on, beautiful people? It's Friday. Let's get into today's show. I have a bunch of topics to get into. ChatGPT wrote a dope intro for us. So, as always, we'll dive into the show. I think now is what we do. We just dive into the show. This is the thing. I really don't have any intro. I'm just here. I'm just winging it. Here's a fun fact. This song gets played every day at least once. Every day. Yeah. Since I put it out. Every day it's been played at least one time.
And this is the Empire. Yeah.
2014 of it. Every day. Every day.
I got a mask and who the fuck is this? It's Kasabian, I'm back in this bitch. I took a year off,
but still on the same shit.
Speed past the strip, hit the east with a bad bitch. Then bring it back to the crib. You already know this. On my last two tracks,
I broke it down and I ripped it.
Hey. I'm still on the east side, nigga, come kick it. Oh, you ain't know, I still kill shit. It's Empire to the death of me. So motherfucker right now, don't go testing me. Beast mode, push the plates off my chest like a buster. Heard about you,
you a buster.
Who tryna play, homeboy? You ain't fucked up. I'm here to be mad, disrespectful. Don't let the pretty face fool you. God damn it, I told you before that I
it's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01.
What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Live 01, live from Las Vegas. Welcome back. If you've been here before, take a seat. You know we got things to get into. If you're new here, this is a show that never ends. The show is now ran by AI and myself and a couple of other human beings. It's fucking dope. Welcome to the Kasabian Live 01 show. Let's talk about some topics and let's see what ChatGPT put together for us today. This is episode 441. And yes, we are live from my beautiful city of Las Vegas. And I'll be your host, Kasabian, with talent on loan from God. It's a beautiful day. There's an omni force or some shit outside that caused rain yesterday, and it's cold. Excuse me, I got hiccups. Pero, I don't understand. I thought it was summertime. I was supposed to be outside, you know what I mean, tanning and looking all caramelly and handsome and shit for the summer. You motherfuckers, give me the good weather. All right. Let's get into these topics, and let's talk about what we got to talk about. Shout out to ChatGPT. Shout out to the other technologies that we're using here. OpenAI. You guys are awesome. ChatGPT helped us with this intro. I just always want people to know, just in case it says something crazy, I don't fix it. I just let it be. Welcome to Kasabian Live 01 Show, your one-stop shop for the latest news and updates in the world of entertainment and, like, other things. I don't like that they just go to entertainment. Sports and everything in between. Oh, okay, my bad. Maybe I should have just kept reading it. Today's show is packed with exciting stories, including NBA Youngboy. Why isn't it moving? I don't know. You tell me. Is it the other one that we did? Hell no. And they... Did you change the remote? You did. Okay. That's dope. Is this a new screen? Oh, look at that. I can adjust it from this thing now. Whoa. They can't see that. All right. That's dope. My bad. Welcome to Xabian Live. I'll show you one-stop shop for the latest news and updates in the world of sports, entertainment, and everything in between. In today's show, it's packed with exciting news stories. NBA YoungBoy has 100 Hot 100 songs. That's amazing. Shout out to NBA YoungBoy. That's fucking amazing. There's an update on Jamie Foxx. Well, there's not, but that's the update. Oh, man. That Jamie Foxx is really fucking me up. And Lake Mead, we got an update on Lake Mead. A bunch of updates today. Update on Ed Sheeran. Update on Lake Mead. Update on Jamie Foxx. We'll be discussing the latest in the controversy behind this whole Ed Sheeran thing and why this could have really fucked up the music game. Daz Dillinger has denied that Suge Knight did anything Snoop Dogg's doggy style. So we're glad he came out and told us about that. And stay tuned as we dive into the unexpected shortage of cucumbers and cheese in Britain. And let's hear about the infamous Fuji. Praz. That shit is awesome. I should have started the show with that. But that's amazing what he did. We'll also be examining the debate over whether Congress members should be allowed to participate in stock trading and revealing that LeBron James might be trying to buy. Do I have my little drum? My brrr. What is LeBron trying to drop? Do I have it? LeBron James wants to purchase Complex. Don't know if it's real or not, but I want to say that he's going to do it. And that's fucking dope. Shout out to LeBron James. I mean, the show's packed with all types of shit, so just sit back and let's get into it. I promise you it's going to be good. That whole Ed Sheeran shit really fucked me up. I really couldn't, like, fathom the idea that we would start to sue chord progressions. You know what song got stuck in my head, and I thought I came up with it, and you can't get mad at me, but I was really upset. That song that, nothing if nothing is nothing, something about something, talking about nothing. I thought I came up with that shit. I was walking around the house all day today. Nothing about nothing is nothing. I swear to God, because I was like, oh my God, I just came up with this dope ass song about nothing. No, I didn't. I stole that shit in my head. That's not a good, that's why I don't listen to music. Because I'm dumb like that. I thought I came up with some fire shit too. I'm sitting there, nothing from nothing is nothing. But sometimes you got something. And I'm like, I need like a guitar or some shit. I need that little chick-a-chick-a-chick-a-chick thing that slaps the top of the snare drum so it really sounds chicka-chicka-y. You know what I'm talking about? Nothing about nothing means nothing. I was going to say that shit over and over and go, and one, two, three, nothing about nothing, nothing, and just do that shit over and over, loop it, sell it for $4. That was it. That was my idea. And then I asked Siri. I said, hey, Siri, is there a song that goes nothing about nothing? And that bitch said, yup. No. Chill. But yeah, she was like, yeah, for sure. Came out 1975. Just shut your ass up and come listen. My mouth hurts still. I get to go see my doctor tomorrow. I'm so fucking excited. My shit, I'm in so much pain, y'all. And I hope she could just fix it. And then for you, hey, y'all hurt my feelings, you little fucks. That's not nice to talk about people's teeth. The motherfuckers were straight when we started the show. Here's a secret about being an adult. Your teeth keep moving. Remember when I started the show, I had a sponsorship from Smile Direct Club. My shit was straight. Didn't fix the chip. It was just straight. And then I stopped wearing them because I didn't get the last one. What is that shit called? A retainer? I didn't get a retainer. And they move again. Your mouth keeps moving. I never cared. My kids got beautiful smiles. Mission complete. I don't give a fuck about my... But stop making fun of me, you little bastards. Damn. That's the one thing that AI likes to do and y'all like to zoom into my fucking face. I don't like looking at my face all that much, contrary to belief. This the hardest part is like looking at yourself because then you go, oh my God, that's what I really look like. Ugh, fucking don't make fun of people, you assholes. Okay, be nice. All right, be nice. I think there was an earthquake. I swear to God, it's like the fifth fucking earthquake during this goddamn show. I don't know what the fuck is going on. What else is going on? What else is going on? Do I have any like loose topics? We got any loosies? Hell no. Nah, but that LeBron shit was kind of dope. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing what comes of that. NBA YoungBoy having 100 songs in the Hot 100 charts and Billboard's Hot 100 and the Billboard 100s is that's a big feat. That's a very big feat. Clap it up for NBA YoungBoy. It is a test testament, I believe, to your talent when you reach that mark. Was it number ones? Oh, okay. Fuck me. I thought he put out 100 fucking number ones. I was like, God damn, motherfucker's killing it. Nah, but NBA Youngboy, he was rocking it. That's dope. Shout out to NBA Youngboy. After the show today, I get to watch Bad Boy South, the second episode. I'm so fucking excited. Shout out to Tariq from Power. I just love Tariq, man. Tariq, I like that you got a car now. Fuck that little, what's her face? I can't stand her ass right now. Effie got to go. Effie dirty, bro. Effie dirty. I love Power, bro. What a fun show to live vicariously through when you're a square and shit. You know, real shit. Hey, contrary to belief, that whole street gangster life shit ain't that fun. It's only cool when you a kid, because when you grow up and find out about charcuterie and mimosas. Hey, yo, bro, if you ever had charcuterie with some mimosas and your old lady giving you a fucking, you know, un blow yabaso in the afternoon, who the fuck wants to be gangbanging and hanging out with a bunch of sweaty, stinky motherfuckers all day? Man, y'all better get the fuck up out of here and grow the fuck up. Go be adults and get you some fucking charcuterie and get wine, the good wine. Get some Desante. That shit ain't even that expensive. As good as that wine is, they should be charging you motherfuckers $100 a bottle. But to get some Desante and get you a couple of strawberries and look sophisticated. God damn. Get a nice charcuterie board from fucking Costco, for fuck's sake. Some hard cheese, soft cheese, and some jellies and shit. Damn, y'all be so childish. So there's nobody eat that shit. But are we doing the caviar in the morning? Oh, yes. Caviar panque. What else? What else? What else? Let's get into these stories. There hasn't been a Jamie Foxx update. I'm scared, y'all. Jamie Foxx is my birthday twin. I'm going to keep talking about that Jamie Foxx being my birthday twin. I'm nervous. I hope he's okay. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. Still can't get over the fact that Joe Biden's running again. I find that fantastical. And nobody else seems to, like, think that that's not a thing. I don't know. Maybe if we keep talking about it, we can see what's happening. I did find out that there wasn't going to be debates on the Democratic side. Why would you not want debates? Do we not want to know who the best is? That's interesting. Ebony K. Williams was on The Breakfast Club promoting a book of hatred or some shit. Ebony K. Williams has a very skewed way of looking at the world to the point where I think it's almost a fantasy, the way that she speaks, the way that she envisions things. And when people speak in that fashion, especially on anybody that just sits around talking about relationships and what people need, it bothers me. Kevin Samuels was cool. But I mean, when you hear this lady just sitting there talking shit on the working class, I told y'all before, if you don't want to have a business, get a job, because the system is built for you to have a job. Don't let nobody get you out of your shit. Like, that's the one thing you learn when you're from the ghetto. You just got to get it how you can. Ain't nobody judging you. Don't nobody give a fuck what you do. Go get you a job and then get you a woman that holds you down. Because don't nobody want to be with no yappity ass bitch like Ebony K. Williams, bro. Like, that's crazy. She's rude. Like, you're just mean for no reason. And you single and bummy, bitch. That's why ain't nobody want to fuck you. You're rude. Hey, at the end of the day, being in a relationship is about having a friend, a companion, someone to inspire you, someone that you inspire, someone that you're willing to grow with, and someone that you're proud of, right? You got to own each other and be proud of that shit. Ebony K. Williams was like, somebody asked her, would you date a bus driver? She goes, does he own the bus? Bitch, who the fuck owns buses? Like, that type of shit is ignorant. That is not the case. And when it comes to making money, the averages don't add up. An old girl wants you to be making fucking 8 figures a year and fucking owning every business that's in sight. But she don't own shit but her talking now. You don't have... All right, anyway. Ebony K. Williams was on Breakfast Club. Y'all should go check that out. Nah. I have no idea. Which one? Oh, I don't know. I can't see what y'all changed on this side, because now y'all got it on that board, and that's too far. Hell no. I got two on this side, the one over there. All right. What else? What else? What else? Oh, shit. The Catch Me Outside girl is going to be on Baddies West. They gonna beat the shit out of her. Oh my God. AI, cut that. AI, when you see that clip of Bad Barbie in Bad Boys West, can you clip that? I wonder if I give it commands, when it reads the video later, it'll understand me. AI, pay attention real fast. I'm about to start the news, okay? But don't play the music. I got the license for it, but you might not understand it. I know y'all don't know what I'm doing, but I'm talking to the AI. And now, the news. It's kind of like important news this week. That's why I played the music. Stories out of 8 News Now. Encouraging news continues to flow about water levels at Lake Mead. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has announced that the increased releases from Lake Powell will continue through the end of May. So basically, we play God with water. We turn on and turn off these big ass tubes that hold all the pressured water and all the melted snow. Yeah, you know, all that snow and all the rain and all the floods and shit. Lake Mead stayed empty through that whole shit. Kind of odd, don't you think? So now they're just like gently releasing more water into it, which is a good thing. This is what everybody wants. This is what we want. We want, just give us back our shit, bro. See? Tell you fucking tacos, de burrilla. Water released through the Glen Canyon Dam at the Lake Powell flows south as the Colorado River into the Grand Canyon and eventually into Lake Mead. That's pretty dope. Where's Powell at? Is that by where we go jumping and shit? Oh no, wrong place. Sorry. The majority of the water in the Colorado River Basin comes from melting snow in the Colorado Rockies, which has a record snowfall this year and everywhere fucking else. Because it snowed and rained forever, and it just started again. Reclamation says it will release almost twice as much water this month than it did in the prior to recent high-flow experiments, the HFE, and that should help Lake Mead rise more than 2 feet in a week. I don't know how much water it really equals, and there was all these charts with all these numbers, but let's just say they're going to have to run that bitch at full clip for the next 6 months to see some type of, like, legitimate stability and growth. But hey, I'm glad we got something going there. I love going to there's a private beach. I don't know if I'm going to tell y'all where, but there's a private beach in the middle of the desert that me and my family frequent. It's very far in the desert. It takes about an hour and change to get to, and there's 7 different coves that you can pick, and they're private. So it's like literally you and a couple of people, and there's nothing out that bitch. If you don't got a helicopter, it is a wrap, son. Ed Sheeran, he won. I know, it's fucking ridiculous. There's another story out of 8 News Now. They're from Las Vegas. British singer Ed Sheeran did not steal key components of Marvin Gaye's classic 1970s tune, Let's Get It On, to create his hit, Thinking Out Loud. A jury said in the trial verdict on Thursday, prompting Sheeran to joke later that he won't have to follow through with his threat to quit music. The emotions of the epic copyright fight that stretched across most of last decade spilled out as the 7-person jury revealed its verdict after a 2-hour deliberation. Hey, man, shout out to them for actually seeing that inspiration and stealing are 2 different fucking things. And then when it's a coincidence, too. Like, we got to really understand coincidence, especially when it comes to music. Sharon, 32, briefly dropped his face into his hands in a relief, standing and hugging his attorney. And as jurors left the court in front of him, Sheeran smiled, nodding his head at all 7 of them and mouthed the words, thank you. Later, he posed for the hallway picture with all the jurors who lingered on behind. Good for him. He actually even stayed and talked to the family of Marvin Gaye, and they had a good chit-chat. They sat for about 15 minutes. It looked like it was all hugs and smiles. Good for him for kicking it, being able to give them, you know, some type of like, hey, man, I appreciate y'all trying to fuck me and all, but like, can we just be friends? It's like, damn, that shit was wild. Now, Suge Knight is always in the news, but nobody really cares. And then Daz, I love Daz. I ain't seen Daz in a while. And then Wack be talking about these motherfuckers all the time. Gotta talk music news when it comes to West Coast music. Stories out of Vibe. Daz Dillinger took to the internet to set the record straight about Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style. The 49-year-old claimed that he did not ghost produce the LP for Dr. Dre despite Suge Knight's recent claims. Suge tripping. Suge Knight says something about Doggy Style that the Dog Pound member said in his video shared on TMZ Monday. Hey, Dr. Dre is the best producer in the motherfucking world. I didn't have nothing to do with that. Dr. Dre did that on his own, and Suge Knight is lying. I ain't seen a motherfucking thing. The Long Beach... Hey, who's listening to Suge? The apartments that Suge had Vanilla Ice by his ankles, I used to hang out there a lot. And that, they used to be called the Flower Apartments, and now the Siegel Suites. But we should go take a field trip to the East Side, and I should take you out to the apartment where they had that motherfucker over the balcony on 15th Street, and he was like, give me the bulk of my fucking money. Anyway, the Long Beach artist, the Long Beach, California artist went on to say that Suge's trying to cover for himself due to what Snoop and Death Row Records have uncovered about shady business dealings with E1 Entertainment. Dillinger specifically named Alan Grunblatt. I know the guy's name. My mouth just ain't making the right noises. Grunblatt. There it is. President of E1, who is in cahoots with Suge. All that shit he said was a motherfucking lie, Daz exclaimed in the video. He even called for the former shut the fuck up. He even called for the former Death Row CEO to get beat up. If you don't shut that shit up, that's funny. That is funny. Now, we've had some shortages in America with toilet paper and shit, and that probably spread across the world. But let me be honest with you. If we ever have a cucumber and cheese shortage, I swear to God, I'm protesting and I'm moving to Canada, Mexico, somewhere. Rudders, London, cucumbers, olive oil, and cheese topped Britain's inflation chart in March, while traditional fish and chips saw the biggest price raise for dinners, according to new price comparison tools released by the country's statistics office on Wednesday. That means your little $5 meal is now $10, folks. Shit's getting pricey out here. The cost of a cucumber was up a cool 52% in 12 months as of March. The average of an 84 first off, I don't know what the fuck that is. At average, an 84 pence or $1.05 each white olive. First off, I don't speak that fucking number, and that looked like it said something else. I thought that was penile at first. So an average of $1 for each pence, whatever that is. Olive oil went up 49%. God damn. Yo, olive oil is expensive. Like, I don't, like, who buys cheap olive oil? My olive oil is like $20. If that shit gets any more expensive, then keep that shit. 49%, bro. That's $30 for olive oil? This is motor oil? That's crazy. Holy shit. More than the price of hard cheese category, which includes Swiss cheese, elements, and I can never say this word. Gruyere? It's the cheese you use to make, like, really good fucking expensive mac and cheese. Gruyere. I eat a lot of charcuterie. I love charcuterie. I love fancy, stupid shit with words like that. And I'm like, I go, hello, my name is Xavion. I'm going to try a charcuterie. I don't know shit about the cheeses or the crackers, but that shit all tastes good with a good fucking bottle of wine. I swear to God. And if you high, it's even better. So the Greer and the Swiss cheese rose 44% more than popular cheddar. And that went up 42% a pound. Holy shit. Bro, $14 cheddar? Britain headlines, consumer inflation, excuse me. Britain's headline consumer price inflation rate to year to date was down 10%. What? Oh, it was down 10.1 from an 11.1 in October. But food and non-alcoholic prices were up annually 19.1%. See, that's odd that overall things have kind of come down, but individually everything is 20 and 30% higher. Wouldn't that combined put everything else back up? I don't know. It doesn't average out. Everything's about 20% more expensive, 40% more expensive, but they only see an 11% inflation. Wouldn't that be more of a 17, 18? I'm not really a mathematician, but goddamn, I don't think that's right. Higher energy prices since Russia invaded Ukraine in February of 2022 have raised agriculture prices, costs, and poor weather in Spain and Moscow. That's right. If you didn't know, they borrow power from people that are at fucking war. That's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. We were just talking about this group the other day because I love this group. I really do. And I did not realize how crazy one of the members of the group was. And you guys are about to find the fuck out. I know what you're thinking. Xavier, what does this have to do with anything? It's that part where he goes, I pinch my face to see if I still exist. Here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. And take it slowly. Ready or not. I'm sorry, they're gonna get mad.
They know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could...
I rule the world.
Money in the bag, banker look like a drag.
All right. I'll stop playing it. God, such a good song. Bros, he's a spy. I can't believe this shit either. He's a spy. He's been a spy. What was that show? What was the show? The spy. She was a spy on Disney Channel. It was like Kim Possible. He's Kim Possible in real life. Oh, man. CNN politics. Ex-Fuji's rapper Praz Michel found guilty in scheme to help China influence U.S. government. This shit is it's a fucking book. The rapper Praz Michel was found guilty in federal court in Washington on Wednesday of 10 criminal counts related to an international conspiracy reaching the highest levels of the U.S. government. The Grammy-winning artist and former member of the Fugees faced multiple counts over the... Fuck. He's dying in jail. Faced multiple counts over the failed conspiracy to help Malaysian businessman Jai Ho Lo and the Chinese government gain access to U.S. officials, including former President Barack Obama and the big Donald Trump himself. Michelle was found guilty on conspiracy to defraud the United States with... My bad. Michelle was found guilty to conspire to defraud the United States, witness tampering, and acting as an unregistered agent for a foreign government. He faces up to 20 years in prison. No sentencing date was set. He's in his 50s. 20 years in fucking prison is going to be a bitch. It's not going to be that good of a look. The United States government is one of the most grossly overpaid and most grossly just... mismatched fund allocated job positions in this entire country. I don't like how corporate works. Corporate is very funny. Corporate businesses like to convince employees that working harder is a good thing. That's all bullshit. Just do your job at the right clip. All that extra shit's out the window. I hate this idea of like they want this like perfect expectation. I think maybe that's why me and sales always make so much sense, because I get paid for what I do, not for what you think I did. It's crazy. Either way. Watching government officials make hundreds of millions of dollars, which is unheard of. I mean, they literally come out of poverty. They're fucking losers with no skills. And then they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars coming out of office when they haven't done dick. They start off with a $50,000 salary. Oh, it's actually like $165,000 a year. It's a solid fucking salary. I think they should all be paid minimum wage. I don't think anybody in the government should make more than minimum wage. Nobody. Even the president. The fuck do you need? You don't need more money. You're the president. We drive you everywhere. We feed you. There's power on and you got a fucking house to live in. What are we talking about? What money do you need? You need clothes? Give them a couple dollars for some fucking Macy's fucking coupons. Get your ass outside and get some clothes. Like, what are we talking about? None of them need money. They should be able to live off a minimum wage. Now, the idea that they're investing in stocks and pulling their money out in stocks and putting their money into them at the right times, it's just like a fucking miracle, isn't it? Nancy Pelosi's probably the best stock picker in the fucking world because she's the one that's making all the changes. That's illegal. And they want to do something about it. So Fox Business, in a rare show of solidarity, an elected group of lawmakers, including Representative Ocasio-Cortez and Matt, fucking really bunch of fucking losers, announced a bipartisan bill restricting members of Congress from trading individual stocks. As of right now, Congress members aren't even supposed to be in stocks or their family members. I don't even know how the fuck, like, that's illegal already. The bipartisan Restoring Faith in the Government Act aims to block members of Congress as well as their spouses and dependents from trading individual stocks. Yes, because Nancy Pelosi traded like $20 million into NVIDIA, and NVIDIA blew the fuck up and she made like $200 million off of it. Yeah, that's a fucking problem. The government shouldn't be allowed to do that. They shouldn't even be able to have that type of access, but yet and still they do. And if we don't stop them, all they're going to do is continue to abuse the laws that they got mad at Donald Trump for him abusing. And nonetheless, they do the same thing in your face. They tell you that they want to do better for you. They tell you they want to make all the right changes and fix everything and fix all your problems. But in reality, all they're doing is fixing their own problems. That's the truth. They shouldn't make more than what they need. If we're providing housing, food, lights, all the shit that you would pay for as a regular person, why the fuck are you getting paid for anything else? Well, that's how I feel. And that's the show. I know. It wasn't epic. I'm sorry. Oh boy, that's the show. My name is Xavier. Live in the moment, don't live in the past. Be safe, stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. Right back. So tell the DJ, bring it back. When she hit the stage, my mind frame changed. The way she moved, and have you stuck too? Don't get it confused. There was something about her. Man, I had to AI, clip this. AI, clip this part. AI, can you be my senorita just for one night? We can take the next thing flying. Hit an island. Now we styling. Spend the night on the Amalfi Coast. Show